Let's give Jesus the highest praise in this house. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus the highest praise. Let's honor him with praise. Give him praise, somebody. Give him praise, somebody. He is worthy of our praises. He is worthy of our worship. He is worthy today. Someone exalt his name. He is worthy. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we lift our voices to give you honor, to give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify. Let the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in my prosperity, in our prosperity. Let the Lord be magnified. Someone magnify him. Let him be magnified. Let him be exalted. Let him be glorified. Let him receive all the glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Don't switch off. Magnify his holy name. Shikebaleba. Rito siteleba. Rito sikeba. Retezute. In Jesus' name. Listen, I just want you to grab your neighbor's hand quickly. And I want you to start praying in the spirit right now where you are. Zutele minda la kusha. Lede zutele di grolo si telema. Zure mambre do zitele brodose. Rikondo zitele brodose teleba. Rito zike mondoro ziteleba. Rede donse tele brodose. Rito zi protozika. Rete zuntele bradoso teledia. Rote zunte kete zute. Rindoro zitelebra. Rete zutele brodose. Rike maso teleba. Ratele zuteleba. Rinde zutele di grose. Rande so telebra. Rito zitele de geduche. Rade zutele di grosina. Rete zonte tetika. Rete zute keba. Rende zute. La dandose li condisote che li tosi proteledia rondike ponese li tesunte le bradose rate sukeba rete sutele de doce rate sutele dijo rica matole ritosente le dijo rete sutele di croce ritosente le digre la dosetete ritosito ritosite ritosite ritose prote ritara bradose. Let the zuteleba, let the floodgates shake my desk. Let it flood out. Rito zikeba, rate zonteleba, rate zuteleba, rate zuteleba. Rito zepe, reteki, reteki, reteki. Parene, rito zeleti, rito zote, rito zekemashi, rito zeprotete, likamasute, rindosete, paretote, rikamaduse, likoneduse, rito zekemashi. Zitele dikro, rate zutele de, likoma sute, entikima, entikima, entetetia, entetetia, rete matusheke, leto zile monde, leto zitelebo, leto zitelebo, let the waters of love gush out from your belly, rete pare, rete zute kima, leto parene, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Isn't it the Lord is so good? Isn't it the Lord is wonderful? Tell your neighbor, say the Lord is wonderful. Tell your neighbor, say your life will never be the same. Say your life will never be the same again. You will experience the glory of Jesus. Hallelujah. How many have been blessed so far? You have been blessed? Praise the Lord. Have you been blessed? Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know what? It's going from glory to glory. If that was glorious, then it's going to glory. It's going from more to more. Hallelujah. From glory to glory. Hallelujah. There is more with God. There is more with God. And our lives will experience it even today. Amen. I'm really excited to be here with you. And I know God has something great in this house. He has something great for this house. He has something great for you as an individual, as a person standing there. God has something great for you. And are you going to receive it? And I want you to grab everything that is being said here. Because God is speaking here. And I want you to grab it. And you know, some people, as you sit and you wait for the prophetic time. But the conference is the blessing conference. And the conference is to pour the blessing. And don't wait for any time for something, because what if we tell you it's not going to happen today? So get everything that's happening, even right now as I'm talking to you right now. I'm not trying to warm you for the service. Get what God is doing already right now. Are you with me? Grab it right now and you will see the glory of God. Amen. Man of God, thank you again for having me here. I take this as an honor and a privilege just to come and share the good news with the saints. Thank you, sir. Thank you for this door. Praise the Lord. Okay, I want you to, we're gonna also touch the story of the woman with an issue of blood. But what will that help us within the blessing? You will see how God wants us to be blessed. Are you with me? He wants us to walk in the blessing and the blessing of his increase. Are you with me? He wanted us to walk in the blessing. I wanted to start with a woman that is called the Shunammite woman. How many know the Shunammite woman? Okay, you know the story. That's awesome. Go there then in the book of 2 Kings, 2 Kings 4, verses 8. 2 Kings 4, verses 8. Who's going to read for me? Who loves to read? Who has a microphone here? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You love to read? Thank you. You should love to read. Yeah. Okay, you want to do it? Oh, but the microphone is here. May you read for us 2 Kings 4. There it is. Verse 8 to 13. To 15. Praise the Lord.
Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was as often...
She what? Persuaded him. In other words, she begged him, get something from me. Okay?
So it was as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Verses 9.
As often as he passed by, you saw that one? And Bible scholars, they tell us he passed by there 7 years. 7 years. So he passed there 7 years, just eating, and then he will go. Eating, then he will go. Eating, and then he goes. Okay.
And she said to her husband, look now, I know that this
someone
is
say,
a
look
holy
now.
Man of
someone
God.
Say, look now, yeah?
I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please, let us make a small upper room on the wall and let us put a bed for him there and a table and a chair and a lampstand. So it will be, whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there. And it happened one day that he came there and he turned in the into the upper room and laid down there. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite woman. When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army? She answered, I dwell among my own people. So he said, What then is to be done for her? Gehazi answered, actually, she has no son, and her husband is old. So he said, call her. When he had called her, she stood in the door, in the doorway. Then he said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. And she said, no, my Lord, man of God, no, not, do not lie to your maid servant.
Praise the Lord. Someone give Jesus praise. Amen. Amen. Father, we ask you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, praying for the eyes of our understanding to be flooded with light that we may know what is the hope of the calling and what are the riches of glory of inheritance inside us and what is exceedingly innumerable greatness of your power, that power that you used when you rose Christ from the dead and set him far above all principalities and every name that is named not only in this world but also in the world to come. And they've given him to be the head over the church, that is fullness of him that fills all in all. Unto you whom the whole family on earth and heaven is named, we do stand, Father. We ask to you to grant unto us, according to your riches in glory, that we may be strengthened with power within the inner man, that we may comprehend with all the saints what is the length, the height, the depth, the breadth of your love. That love that surpasses all understanding. That we may know the love of Christ. The love that surpasses all knowledge. And be filled, flooded with the fullness of God. And unto you who is well able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what we may ask or think or imagine, be the glory to the church. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, there is something that God wants to open to us from that chapter. Amen. And I want us to grab it. That's why I said you should read it, then we follow it. It's not one scripture, one portion of a scripture there. Then we leave, we go to another portion of a scripture. We just look at this one. Because when we talk of a blessing, the blessing is not only in money. The blessing covers also children. Are you with me? But this woman, she was already a wealthy woman. This one, this vision says a notable woman. Other vision says a wealthy woman. Other vision says an influential woman. This woman, she was influencing kings. She was a powerful woman. Someone say, I am. An influential woman. So this woman, she was so blessed. And the husband did not mind the wife being blessed. Because the Bible says there was an influential woman, a Shunammite woman, an influential woman. It doesn't say there was an influential couple. It says an influential woman. That means the husband, you are so secure that he did not mind his wife being called an influential woman. Did not mind his wife be the one who's called a blessed woman. That she's one who runs a business. He was secure. Have you seen people that are not secure? Everything is wrong. Come on. Everything is wrong. Are you with me? Especially in relationship. If a husband is not secure, you always not get comfortable when people praise the wife. And if the wife is not secure, will not get comfortable when people praise the husband. Why are you praising my husband? You want my husband? It has nothing to do with that. Are you with me? It's insecurity. So the husband here, he was so secure that the husband, he was sitting there as a powerful man and allowing everything to be called by the wife's name. And he was fine with it. He was fine even playing on the background. Come on. He was fine with it. He was secure. Because, listen, that means this couple understood authority. Someone shout authority. This couple understood authority. Because, you know, like the husband will remain the head of the wife. Come on. Maybe you don't like this subject in this church. But it's the truth. The husband remains the head of the wife. Don't ever be fooled and say, oh no, we are just this is, you know, sometimes you hear the woman say, this is, I'm here to introduce my friend, like, but you're talking of your husband. Are you still here or going home? Or you are driving home? So the husband remains the head. Even angels, the Bible says we teach angels. Your marriage teaches angels. Because it says, look at what it says. He says a woman should have a symbol of authority. Are you hearing me? How many are married here? You married. Ah, good. Then we have people that are married. That gentleman, he is fully married. Thank God you are married. He is fully married. Full. Now look at this. Where is the cup? Is there a cup? Okay. Yeah, cup. Okay. It's gone. All right, stand here. Okay. This is how this thing operates. The Bible says, you can check in the book of Corinthians. And then it says the head of the wife is the husband. Because we have those situations where a woman, can I borrow your head quickly? Your head. Thank you. Where a woman has to come covering your head. Don't worry, there's no sickness. Yeah. Where a woman has to cover your head. Amen. Because the Bible says a woman cannot stand with the head uncovered. But it says the head of the wife is the husband. Listen, your head is not this one. Your head is this one. Your head is not this one, it's this one. So the man should stand what? Covered. It's the man who stand covered. It says a woman who stand with the head uncovered. With the head uncovered. Listen, sit down. Let me show you, because some of you are going to get married soon. Sit down. Listen. The woman, you volunteered. I didn't pick you. The woman who stand with the head uncovered. What does that mean, a head uncovered? A woman who goes around talking up against the husband, unveiling the husband's nakedness. A woman who on the phone, my husband is just a stupid man. You are unveiling your husband's nakedness, because a husband somewhere is a king, and then somewhere is a kid. And then you're unveiling his nakedness, then your husband is uncovered. That such a woman should not stand. Okay, so now look at this. I don't know why we're touching this. Just say, I receive. So a woman, you have to stand with your head covered. And then look at this. The Bible says the angels even learn. Because it says a woman should have authority, the symbol of authority on your head. You can check it. How many read the Bible? How many know what I'm teaching is in the Bible? It says a woman should have a symbol, not 666. Should have a symbol of authority. That means a woman should be in authority. Come on, those ones that are married. A woman, your head is your husband. She should have a symbol. People should say, he's the one in authority. Are we hearing this? Let me tell you. There is no husband who's looking for love. There is no husband who's looking for... If a man is looking for love, they will get in the car and go and see their mama in the village. You know, when I go and see my mama in the village, yeah, she hugs me, she kisses me, and sometimes like just too much love. Ah, mama. She hugs me and just say, oh, my son, oh, why your hair is like this? Why are you losing this? Is she giving you problems? Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if I want love, I go to my mom, and she just loves me. A man is looking for submission. You didn't hear me? Men just want submission, period. His authority should not be touched. It doesn't matter, maybe he's a quiet guy. Touch his authority, you will see. And there is no woman who's looking for a man who says, I want to submit under you. Woman love to be led. Woman love a good leader. Woman love a good leader. And the woman, the main thing they want is to be loved. That you just take your phone and say, baby, how are you doing? No. Listen, I don't understand, because you just called me 3 minutes ago. You asked me, how am I doing? Now you're calling again. How are you doing, baby? And the flowers are on their way. Come on. Come on. Are you with me? Woman, men, they just want to be loved. They just want love. They just want to be loved. They want to be loved. Because they want to be loved, then that's why they found out, where are you? It's 6 p.m. Where are you? Because they just love. They love. Come on. Okay. Thank you. Okay, the reason why we were to call that subject, because we're talking of the Shunammite woman. That way was the husband. That means the husband, he had a symbol of authority, is okay. A man, when he doesn't have authority and you try to take authority, he will push you back and say, now I'm a Shunammite man. I'm the Shunammite man. Everyone is going to call it Shunammite man because my authority is tampered with. But when he understands that you give him his full authority, are you with me? Okay. So that thing of you coming with the thing because you're saying a woman should cover, it's your husband who needs to be covered. You don't go around, my husband. Hi. You don't do that. It's you who knows, and that's all. You don't go around talking against your husband. You'll be unveiling him and your head is open. Your covering is gone. But your husband should always be covered. You should cover your husband. That thing of you know that thing of women. I would tell them. Yeah. That thing is born from the disrespect of authority. Because why tell people? You chose the man. Why tell people now? You wanna involve thousands of people. Look at this. You who chose the man? Your parents even asked, are you sure about this? Because they looked at the guy, they asked you, are you sure? Are you still here? Okay, so let's go. He says there was an influential woman who dwelt in Shunami. And this was a Shunammite woman. And this Shunammite woman, he constrained. The Bible says she constrained, she persuaded a man of God every time he passed. Because persuaded, verses 9, she constrained, that's verse 8. She constrained Elisha. Can you go there, verse 8? She constrained Elisha every time he was passing by. You hearing that? You seeing that? She constrained, she persuaded him. Some versions, they mention the name. She constrained Elisha. You hearing that? That's very important. And then, one day, I think you should put using New King James Version. One day, verses 9, she said, now I perceive. I love that vision. Now I perceive that this man who has been passing by us 7 years is a holy man of God. Now I perceive. 7 years Elisha passed there and he left the woman without a child. But Elisha could raise 8 people from the dead. Elisha did mighty miracles. Elisha had many miracles. If you read the life of Elisha, you will see the power of God. But he could not give this woman a miracle until the woman perceived. Are you didn't hear me? The woman perceived, this is a man of God. Now, it says the passing by us continuous and Bible scholars, they tell us he passed there 7 years. 7 years watching a woman without a child. Because this woman was influential and this woman treated Elisha as just a friend. Because, look at this, the law of Shunemi. The law of Shunemi is no stranger should pass by and not give them bread. So she was just doing it out of the law. But one day she said, I perceive. Listen, she didn't say, now I see. She said, I perceive. Is that Dr. McKenna? How are you? Are you blessed? She said, now I perceive this is a holy man of God. Now look at this. She didn't say, I see. Because every time she could see the man of God. Man of God, and they will just give her bread because it's a law of Shunemi. Here's the bread, sir. It's a. Here's the bread, sir. It's a. Here's the bread, sir. It's a. Here's the bread. Oh, the children will give you bread. Okay, thank you. And you will eat and you will live. And she said to her husband, behold now, may today be your now. May today be your now. She said, behold now, I perceive. The man who's passing by us, not the man who's doing miracles. She has not seen the miracles of Eli, of this man. The man is known of passing by to her. But took perception to see. Okay. Let me bring you to perception. She did not see with their eyes. To perceive means seeing with the spiritual eyes. The Bible says Jesus perceived. So Jesus will look at a man and say, I know what you're thinking. He perceived what they were thinking. Are you with me?
Yes,
he perceived. It's not like with your eyes. You see what? Amen. With your spiritual eyes, you see authority of God in a man. With your eyes, you look at Pastor Mto, you see Mto causes. Is that your full name, sir? Okay. With natural eyes, that's what anyone who can see. We just see a man. With the spiritual eyes, you see authority of God. So the woman said, this man, I know him of bread. Bread is a thing of the flesh. Come on. Now, I perceive he is a holy man of God. Did he do a miracle? May our eyes see. There was no miracle that he did. She perceived. Someone say a woman who perceives. That will help you to walk in increase. Because she did not have a son, and the son came from perception. Imagine if a son can come from a perception of, will a car be stopped? Will a house be stopped? Will a job be stopped? So she perceived a holy man of God. She came out from this thing, oh, Chomi. Mtase. Is that the right word for Mtase? She came out from that and said, this is a holy man of God. This is a holy man of God. And then something changed. Okay, why perception? Why are you supposed to perceive? Because God loves to hide. That's why, listen, God is a hiding God. God doesn't come obvious. If it's obvious, it's not God. That's why when he sent Jesus, he says there was no form, no comeliness that we should desire him. There was no form, no comeliness that we should desire Jesus. That's why they were rejecting him. He did not come as God. They did not see his God. Because if he came as God, even the flesh was going to follow him. But he was God. But to hide, there was no form, no comeliness that anyone would desire Jesus. He was only desired by spiritual people. That's why 500 disciples left him. 12 remained. And the 12, he says, why are you remaining? They said, where can we go? With you, there is weight. They not, hey, with you, say, goodness in Jesus, I can't. He says, there is weight. God loves to hide. I preach a message on hiding God. That God wants people to grab him in the spirit. Doesn't want people to grab him in the flesh. Just love to hide. That you can deal with the man and think he's a normal man. And think, this is a normal man. A normal man. Because God doesn't want people to worship him with the flesh. He wanted those that will worship him with spirit. Not those that says, I see something, let me worship. Are you still here? Yeah. Perception. Someone said perception. A man of God looks like you. He has two eyes like you. Nose like you. A nose like you. He has a mouth like you. He has beard like you. Maybe he doesn't. You get what I'm saying? He wears clothes like you. And then God said, I'm giving you an opportunity to see him. Because he doesn't come like maybe burning with fire. Oh, they're like, there is a man of God. There is a man of God. Papa, 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 no. He comes simple. And sometimes miss English for hiding sake. For hiding sake. So that the flesh will not worship Jesus. Sometimes a mistake happens just for God to hide. So now the flesh people are like, ooh, when it's happened, it's born. You see, we knew it. A mistake has happened. Then the flesh starts living, but the spirit says, I know that man is a holy man of God. We perceive the gifts of God only in the spirit. Not in the things we see with our eyes. Are you with me? Are you still here or have gone home? Kadabadose. What does the First Thessalonians 5 verses 18 say? Let's read what it says. First Thessalonians 5 verses 12. The woman perceived and said, now I know. This is a holy man of God. Now I. Now you look at this. What Paul says, now the grace. Let's open grace. And we ask you, brethren, to recognize those who labor amongst you. Okay, put another version. I ask you to know. You hear what I'm saying? Know those who labor amongst you. Prophet, will this help me with my increase and the blessing? This is a blessed life where you can recognize and see that's an anointed person. He says, I ask you to know them who labor amongst you. You know, I've been in churches. I've traveled the world. I filled the 5 passports in 10 years. Traveling the world. Every week I was someone. Every week I was someone. I've ministered in Dubai many times, in America, in different states. I've been in more states than Americans. Than Americans. In Asia, I've been in a place called Norway. Norway. I ministered on their TV station several times. The biggest TV station. That the queen was moved. Are you with me? I've been in some places that they don't even know who's the pastor. They don't know who's laboring. They don't know. You hear, you. I'm like, I get there and I'm like, who sent me an email then? Who sent that? Because I don't know who's the pastor now. Because how they treat each other. Say, well, it's, we're under grace. The pastor, you can't tell it. And I asked them, when last did you see a miracle here? When last did you experience the power of the Holy Spirit? Ah, we have never said, that's why. And I asked, and I preach a message like this. We need to separate a man of God and see that the man of God. And I said, some say, oh, you're bringing division to church. I said, I'm bringing the life of God. Jesus was the 13, was they were walking 13 of them. But Jesus was 12. If you say 13, you are wrong. They were 12 disciples. There has to be a difference. That, okay, that's a man of God. That's Jesus and the disciples. And the not all of them were the same. Are you with me? Are you still here of going home? Of which Jesus and Peter, they're almost of the same age. I mean in the flesh. You can't be the same age with Jesus. Because Peter was around 19 years. Peter was around 29 years. And Jesus was 30. 30, 31. So they're almost like close. And the other ones were like, other ones were 22 years. Those pictures, you want to see them of white beard, there's nothing like that. Jesus was the oldest among these disciples. If Jesus was the oldest, then he was 30 years. The other ones were 22 years, 19 years. Wow, the other disciple, they asked him from the mother. The mother is the one who says you can go. The mother, the only one who had a wife was Peter. Those stories that you see, the disciples with white beard, and Jesus is looking on. Jesus was young. He was just starting life. So he gave his life. Because if he was an old man, then he did not give his life. He was just starting life and then he offered it. Okay, let's get into this. He says, the woman said, I now know, I perceive this is a holy man of God. She got to know he's a holy man of God. And the Bible said, know them that labor amongst you. You see, the church, there is an increase that can begin by knowing. Knowing what? Knowing, oh, that man is laboring amongst us. And then when you know, then what happens? I thank you for that. Amen. Look like I'm preaching to one person. Verse 10. Verse 10. Let us, it says, let us make a little chamber. Let us make what? A little chamber. You see, your perception is always followed by, there is always a corresponding action to your perception. You can't say you perceive this a holy man of God and there is no corresponding action. Your action shows you have seen. Are you with me? Your action reveals that you have seen something. You see, when someone treats you bad, it's a sign that they've seen that you're nothing. There is a corresponding action to your perception. When you perceive someone as a great person, what do? You start creating a room for them. Let us make a room. Oh, the pastor said, the one pastor says, oh, these people, amazing. They love me. I said, how do you know? Because one of the things is we are sent to be people, there are many reasons why they come to church. Some they come just to use you. Yeah. Ah, come on. Bagit. They're coming to use you, some of them. You get one, there's different reasons. Yeah. But they're just coming to use you. Some are here for, some are for healing and they're using you. After that, then they're healed, they go. And some are want jobs. The people, are you getting what I'm saying? So the person like people like, I said, how do you know? What is their corresponding action? This woman said, let us build a house. You're hearing what? Their corresponding action to perception was, let us build a house. Let us honor this man. Let's give honor where honor is due. Shikabaha. Let us build him a house. And they started building a house. And now the man of God will come and stay in that house. And then the next thing, the man of God is like, listen, this woman has been so concerned about us. What is it that I can do for the woman? He didn't prophesy like, hey, you don't have a child or something. And he didn't do that. He says, what can we do for them? And he says, and I said, she called the woman, and the woman says, listen, I'm already connected. That need is covered. I'm even connected to the king. So don't try to connect me. She had connections. And then the next thing, the man of God, they discussed with Gehazi and the servant. The servant says, I see she doesn't have a boy. Of course, she had some girls. Says, I see she doesn't have a boy. And the man of God says, call him. And said, next year, you'll be carrying your boy. Kalabadasa. Kalabadasa. As he said, next year, be carrying your boy. And then the woman are like, no, don't blame me. And then the next, because the woman are like, my husband, I know. The dude is dead. the man is gone. Amen, praise the Lord. The Bible even says he was an old man. He says, you are playing with me. And the man of God says, you're going to have a son. But now with the miracle of God, things are possible to happen. And the next thing, next year, she was carrying a son. But it began with that perception. 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 She perceived this is a holy man of God. My question now to you, have you perceived your pastor? Your pastor. Let's forget about the guest speaker. Your pastor, have you perceived him? Have you, because you might sit with the man and not even receive from him. I have people that have in my church that have been there for some time. They have never tested a miracle, never. If they know a miracle, it's me blessing them. That's a miracle they know in their lives. They have never, and I've asked them, can you just open your eyes? I'm not talking of these ones, just open your other eyes. And they just watch people receiving miracles. Like what happened in Cape Town years back when he was about that man of healing who studied AFM. John Chilek living here in Cape Town. People were getting healed every day. And his gardener would carry people in a wheelchair. Sorry, in a wheelbarrow. and push them and bring them to the man of God and get healed. And then after that, then he walks with them. Like, yo, this is awesome. Is it awesome? And he will ask, is it awesome? Ah, you said it really awesome. Ah, don't you like it's just an American? You carry people, but he was doing a job of a gardener only. He was just doing his job. He did not perceive. And one day, this guy asked and said, but when? We are coming here to push me. And then, but you're walking like this. What's happening? Am I going to get healed? He says, yes, you're going to get healed. This man heals people. And the question was, why wasn't John T. Lake 70 healed? He did not see John T. Lake. He didn't see him as a man of God. He saw him as his boss. That servant died sick. The sickness took him to death. John T. Lake watched the man. And John T. Lake wrote, spoke about the story of this man. It was impossible to heal him. He says, this is one man who was impossible to be healed. Impossible. He tried, he prayed. And God one day revealed, he can't see you as a man of God. And then he removed him from the salary. And then he retained him because he realized he's going to be poor. He retained him, and the guy was like, oh, thank God you retained me. Are you with me? Someone said, perceive, man. Perceive. You will go from one conference to another, and you're like, Lord, what's happening in my life? No, it's because of perception only. Eyes are not seeing. Eyes are not seeing. Right now, I have seen many miracles. Yesterday we spoke about his miracle. His miracle. His miracle. That girl is a miracle. It's a miracle child. I prophesied that a girl is coming. A girl came. I have seen miracles. And I can come and stand here. Stand here. And you go home. And then you're like, oh, Prophet William Ondi was here. Nothing happened. It's you. Something, you did not open your eyes. You didn't see well, and I pray, may you see. Yeah. I was showing Pastor Mtoi in the afternoon. This man, he got a new mind. I prophesied his mind. The equipment is happening there, and I declared where it was going to be. The mine, where it was going to be. Now they started mining there, and they have this amazing coal coming out of there. Amazing coal coming out of there. And then you're sitting here, and then imagine Friday, I'm flying back, and you don't receive. It doesn't, it's not supposed to be like that. It's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be that thing. Lord, enlighten my eyes. Let this conference not pass me by. Let me receive here. Let my life be changed. I can be a billionaire. I can just, the Bible says, just do whatever he tells you to do. Mary said, he says, you want to see a miracle of water turning to wine, just do whatever he tells you to do. Whatever he will tell you to do, just do it. If he says a man should go inside that water, let you just do it. Are you still here or have gone home? And then now let's go back to Thessalonians 5 verses 12. He says, know them. So the woman says, now I know. I perceive this is a holy man of God. And then it became a thing that she began to know. That man is a man of God. Let's build him a house. Let's build him a house. So they build a house. A corresponding action. But now it says, I beseech you to know them that labor amongst you. Same thing, you see that? And it says, they perceive them and are over you in the Lord. One guy I heard him say, oh, we are the same here. I said, I'm not the same as you. I'm over you in the Lord, in Christ Jesus Christ. You know, in Christ Jesus, also there are people that are over you. Oh, in Christ we are the same. In Christ we are equal. Equal to who? To who? Because the Bible said those that are over you in the Lord, in Christ. And I admonish you. Now look at this. He says, know them, those that are over you in the Lord. Someone, you found someone, men of God leaves and they don't know who's over them in the Lord. In the Lord. They know my mom at home, my father at home, but in the Lord who's over you. Are any man of God I meet on the internet is over me? You need to know them who are over you in the Lord. Any man of God is just over me in the Lord. Now look at this. Verse 13 is a corresponding action. If you know them and to esteem them very high. You esteem them what? Very high in love. For their work's sake. So, if right now I'm to esteem a man of God high, I'm not doing it for something else. I'm doing it for his work's sake. Just for his work's sake. Are you with me? And be at peace amongst yourself. You see what can give you peace? And the word peace there is prosperity. It's shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. It says this will usher you into prosperity. Glory to God. Someone say, Lord, I receive. I know this is like a hard truth for some people, but this is what can usher you into something divine. Something divine. Because you might be sitting with your miracle every day and not even see it. Every Sunday you'll see it and not even see it. And the guest speaker, when he comes, then miracles happen, and then we think there is more anointing when a guest speaker is around. But you know what? It's because you honor the guest speaker. Only. You honor him. If you can take that every Sunday, imagine miracles that can happen. Someone say, Prophet William, I'm preaching good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you getting this? Now look at this. There is a woman, the woman of issue of blood. This woman came and touched Jesus. And then in the power, the virtue came out of Jesus, came to this woman. And Jesus said, who touched me? The disciples turned and said, Lord, how can you say who touched you? For we are leaning on you. They were leaning on Jesus. Why? They were used to Jesus. And the virtue could not come out of Jesus to them. But it came from Jesus to a woman. Because the woman came and touched in expectation. And the disciples asked and said, Lord, why are you asking who touched you when we are leaning on you? We are not just touching you, we are leaning. But nothing was happening. They were leaning, nothing happened. Thank God for the day of Pentecost. Because some people are never going to be the same. Are you with me? They were leaning, nothing happening. But a woman came and just touched in faith. Expecting. Sometimes when you have stayed long with the man of God, you know what? You end up not expecting from him. That's why when a guest speaker comes, people are so, the expectation is so high. But if he stays, it's long. Also, the expectation goes. Why? Because that's what happens with the people in the flesh. But the people in the spirit never switch off their expectation. They'll keep on expecting. I know they're a man of God. I know you have a word for me. I know you are carrying this for me. Amen. And then they esteem that man very high. Glory to God. There are people that I have known, that I have known for years. They have not at one day treated me like a small boy. I have known them for years. I have known them for years. They honor me the same way I met them. And their life still keeps on going up. They refuse for their eyes to be shut. And their life still goes up. And some people, the minute they start knowing you, that's the enemy. It's not like we know better. It's the enemy just making your eyes close so that you cannot keep on being blessed. Are you with me? Someone say, I refuse to get used to the things of God. Listen, yesterday here, there was a great message on riches because of the blessing. That week, that other day, there was a great message on we are already blessed. Today, the Lord is ushering into something. And we just need to take it. We need to run with it because you know what? I had a dream. This dream, it was like this. It was the water is trying to come out. It's already inside. It's trying to come out and manifest that is inside. But there was a lid. It is already inside of you, but you want to come out in manifestation. But sometimes we are the things we just do, and then they are just blocking the blessing. They are blocking the manifestation of the blessing to make us rich. Someone say, I perceive, Lord. Shall I perceive? You know, one of the things, in my house, there is one rule. You don't speak any wrong against any man of God.
Amen.
And my children, they know, we don't have any gossip against anyone. Sometimes, you know, Facebook has a lot of things to say about men of God. You know, Instagram, I don't know. But I've seen stuff on Facebook, especially Facebook. Because people love typing there. On Instagram, you have to post a fake picture. But on Facebook, you're posting exactly as it is. And I've seen stuff on Facebook, and I just pass it. I don't even read it. I just do this. The minute I read and I see that this is to unveil sin, or is a lie, because you never know it's a lie or what, I just... And I don't want something that contaminates my spirit. I don't want something that when I look at someone, I see a different thing. You're kidding what I'm saying? So I just and check for something good. Maybe watch something that can make me laugh. There are so many comedians like the men of God. And I just like that. And I watch, why are you running? I just watch that. Praise the Lord. Because I refuse something that can contaminate my spirit. Someone say, Lord, I receive. Shout, Lord, I receive. So, Prophet William, you are saying we should know them. Is it important to know a man of God? Now look at this. Paul met Jesus face to face, and Jesus referred him to a man. Jesus said, go to the city, a man will lay hands on you. Jesus referred a blind man to a man. It's very, very important to know them that are laboring. If Jesus could refer Paul and say, go and meet a man, he would tell you what to do. Why not? Why didn't Jesus tell him? Come on. He says, go and meet a man. Authority. Someone shout authority. Go and meet a man. You know, men of God, this is what happens in the realm of the spirit. God loves it when we submit. Are you with me? Because I have seen it even in my life that sometimes I struggle maybe in this one area. I struck. And God said, go and see a man. And I said, Lord, but you could have done it in my house. And saying, because I'm teaching you to submit to one another. Even as men of God, to go and submit to that man. I'm teaching you to receive from men of God. Paul, Jesus sent him to a man. Cornelius, the angel appeared and said, call a man from Joppa. Let him come. His name is called Simon Peter. Call a man. Not call an angel. Call a man. What was he teaching Cornelius? Cornelius, you can't do this alone. I've already given to a man. Let him come and impart. I remember one day I said, Lord, I've taught on this. And the Lord said, call a man to come to your church. And I called that man, and things changed. His name is called Prophet Innocent Nchelawondo. He's in Australia. He came and things just changed. Call a man. Shout, call a man.
Call a man.
I'm not making you depend on a man of God. Do you understand that? I'm making you to depend on Jesus and his system. Shout, call a man. Some of you, your miracle is just hidden in calling a man. In just humbling yourself to the man. Humbling yourself to the man. People know. I know my uncle. I know this one. But do you know your pastor? These days, you know, I've been going to that church and I'm going also to that one. So I don't even know where. Anyway, as long as there is a sound, I mean. No, please, just know them that labor amongst you. That are over you. Not everyone can be over you. Refuse that. Know them that are over you in the Lord. For their work's sake, you esteem them high. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And now look at this. Look at this. I'm done. Ephesians 6 verses 1. He says, children, obey your parents. Honor your parents in the Lord. You see, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Okay? The right vision that I know. It says, honor your parents in the Lord. Verse 1. Honor your parents in the Lord, for this is... Are you a child of God? Yes, sir. Then that scripture is very important. Honor your parents in the Lord. Okay, now this version says obey, but it says honor your parents in the Lord. Why am I honoring your parent in the Lord? He's not talking of your mama and your papa here. He's talking of your parents in the Lord. And then verse 2, look at verse 2. Honor your mother and your father. Now it goes to the flesh. Verse 1 is that by your parents in the Lord. All right. And then he goes and says, honor your mother and your father. But the first one is the spiritual parent. Who is your spiritual parent? He starts by your spiritual parents. Come on, church. He starts by the spiritual parents, then he goes to the parents of the flesh. But the spiritual parents, why am I honoring them? Why am I obeying them? He says why. He doesn't give you a reason. He says because it's the right thing. Just because it's the right thing. Yes, he tells him, it's the right thing. It's the right thing. I remember one guy coming to me and said, have you heard something about you, that pastor? And this was my pastor. This was my pastor, long back. Have you heard something? I said, amen, I honor that man. I respect that man. He says, have you heard this? I said, I'm honoring him because it's right. I'm doing it because when you honor, you are not doing it for that person's sake. You are doing it to reveal yourself as an honorable person. I'm not honoring you because you're honorable. I'm honoring you because I'm an honorable person. It reveals who I am. Not who you are. What you do reveals who you are. But what I do reveals who I am. Are you with me? Are you still here of God? Yeah. Honor is power. Honor is power. May the Lord give us the spirit of honor today. Honor is power. He says honor. You know, these days we hear people teaching about how to live long, and then we speak about all the food we're supposed to eat. All the food, but we forget that the long life is hanging on honor. It just hangs on honor. It doesn't hang on food. I had a friend who ate good food. He was in the morning, he had warm water. He was so precisely about his food. But can I tell you something? I cried in his funeral. He was going to gym, everything. Why? He had no honor, that man. No honor in him. But he did not know that life is hanging on honor. It doesn't hang on food. And these days we found people teaching on food to connect to the long life instead of teaching honor. Are you with me? Honor is what connects you to life. Praise the Lord.
I have watched people that are looking good, that eat good, and they still, I'm like, how? For me, I miss, I just, sometimes I have that faith, the faith thing. The cilion with the faith is running on the side. I have it. I get it. And then I praise the Lord. And I said, Lord, but what? And the Lord said, honor is the main thing when it comes to life. Someone shout honor.
Honor.
Shout honor.
Honor.
What happened to Miriam? Miriam in the Bible. There was no law. The law was not yet introduced. There was no law. It was not yet introduced. And then what happened with Miriam? The Bible says Miriam started speaking against Moses and saying, this leader, this leader. And what happened? There was no law, brother. And the first death that we hear about the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Canaan, only they came out of the land of Egypt, the first death was, the first sickness, they never had sickness until Miriam started. And Miriam started talking about the wife of Moses. Ah, their marriage, their marriage, their marriage, their marriage. Ah, the marriage of this man of God. Hey. And Moses did not even hear them, but God heard them. That's how God treasures authority. That Moses did not hear, but God heard. And when God heard, He says, Miriam, you have spoken against my servant. That's how God treasures authority. The law was not yet introduced. There was no law. So she spoke against my servant. And the next thing, Miriam had lepros. How did Miriam get healed? They said, go and call your father. Come on. They said, go and kill your father. And he called your father. And the father had to split on Miriam. The father of Miriam had to split on Miriam. Why? It was showing that you did not even honor your father at home. That's why you can't honor a man of God in here. That's why it did not say, go and call your mom. It says your father. Because the honor, it begins at home. And they said, that's why you're not honoring Moses. You think authority is nothing. At home, there's authority. Who's there? Father, mother. They need also authority. That is said by God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Church, we started with authority. We spoke about authority. Husband, wife, authority set by God. We didn't, no one decided this. And it's not William who's saying this. In church also, there is authority. I know you want messages that we can jump. But these ones, they sink in your spirit. Are we still together? That's why they says the father of Miriam need to come and split on her. To show that this, she dishonored authority from home. That's why it doesn't understand authority, that the father was on top. Even here, there is a father on top. Glory to God. And then there was no law. I'm not talking of the law. That was the first sickness after they came out of Canaan, after they came out of Egypt. And the first death after they came out of Egypt is number 16. That was Korah. They spoke against Moses. They spoke against Aaron. And Aaron answered them and says, yo, you have started something big here. I know God doesn't want authority to be touched. God doesn't want someone touching authority. And then he says, let's gather. Then Moses called them for cover the gathering. And the next thing Moses said, you have touched authority. You have touched authority. Church, I'm teaching you something powerful. Because we go around, we say we are under grace. We can just talk against any man of God. You know what? I don't want to talk about a man of God. Even no matter what he did, I don't want to talk about him. I don't want to touch authority. Come on. Glory to God. And then God opened the earth. And where Korah was standing, and another one, they fell inside. And then the earth closed. Because they just touched authority. But God dealt with children of Israel years of murmuring. They were murmuring more than anyone else. And God just did not. He didn't worry about it. He didn't do anything. They would even speak, hey, God did this. The God didn't. But when they touched authority, and they said, Moses, you appointed yourself. They said, Moses, you appointed yourself. We need to exchange. He says, okay, we'll see who appointed me. Church, may we arise to see authority. Authority. And when you understand authority, you understand authority. When I come to you, I can say, be blessed, and you get blessed. Because authority, you're allowing authority. You allow authority. I come to you and say, things are changing tomorrow. Amen. I come to you and say, you're going to have a daughter. And it happens. It's easy when someone has authority. I have spoken to some people that are repelled. And you realize that they are resisting me. I'm like, get away. Can I talk to you? And I just move. Can I talk to your sister? Then I ministered that one. And then things happen. That one is still the same. Shout authority.
Authority.
Amen. There is something to do with authority. God's authority. He has set his structure. And we can't temp around this structure. He said, okay, I want my man to be there. It's not that thing that we discuss. In America, I've been in America. They set up the church like this. There are people called the board members at the back. Then they employ a pastor. I have destroyed that in every church I went in America. That's the first thing I destroy. I like, can I see the board members? And it's these business guys and old guys, old men. And I'm like, what are you going to discuss? It's like, I'm going to Mugabe and this whole thing. And you see them lifting their hands and says, can you stand up? Stand up, sir. Stand up, stand up. Okay, we're going to see you after the service. Then I preach. Then after service, they just know this is going to be destroyed. Because after the message, that it's a pastor who's supposed to make decisions. He's supposed to hear God and deliver. Not a businessman who's hearing his money. Come on. Someone say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. To honor authority. Help me, Lord Jesus. To walk in authority. To understand authority. That you have said. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to make it clear. The man of God did not ask me to preach on this. Are you with me? He didn't ask me. The Lord asked me. He said, you have preached on prosperity and everything, but people need a blessing. And if it's not spoken in authority, no one can receive. If someone doesn't recognize authority, there is no increase. Glory to God. Stand up on your feet. And this is exactly, this is the thing that I taught my children. Because my children live with me every day. They see me every day. That's why you see the children of the pastor can't receive. Most of them can't receive. Because they see pastor as ubaba, mdal. That's all. But I always teach my children that if you see the word coming, run for it. 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 Glory to God. Run for it. And then I speak like this. I'm a parent speaking. Run for this word. Run for any word that comes, run. And then one day, I'm collecting an offering in church. My daughter ran with the phone. My goodness. She ran with her phone. That time she was 15 years. And there was, I think, it was iPhone 13. And she ran with it and said, phew, and she threw it there. And said, I'm giving it. And I looked and the Lord said, you remember you told her to run with it, to follow authority. And she gave it. She gave that iPhone 13. And then I got home. And I said, Lord, how does this thing work? And the Lord said, let her run with it. Allow her to run with it. And then a few days after that, I'm part of the company that I'm part of this company from one of my partners. So this company, they do something with the telecommunications company. So sometimes these people, they borrow money from my partner. And when they borrow money, you can repossess. You can go and take anything. So it happened that you went there and picked iPhone 14, that is last year. My daughter gave her 13. It was last year or last of last year. And they picked the iPhone 14s, like boxes. They were just coming out. And then my partner called me and said, "Prophet, come to the office." And he gave me the, he says, "How many are you at home?" And then he says, "This is for your daughter. This is for your daughter. This is for your son." I'm like, "My son can't have a phone, please." And and then said, "A church, how many people need phones?" I said, "I think the whole church." Praise the Lord. I was like, "I don't know, I only need a phone." He says, "All right, 5 phones, just if you find someone who needs phones." From my daughter following in one authority, gave her iPhone 13. I also ripped a 14. I also ripped a 14. From her giving or following authority. I told her, "You don't get used to me." I tell them, "Don't get used. I'm your father. Let's have fun. Let's play. We play tennis together. We run together. We have fun. But when I'm speaking spiritual things, what did God say? What did God say? What is God saying?" And I've seen the blessing. I've seen the blessing. I've seen the blessing over my children. That my son, this year in January, he's running. He's an athletic guy. And he runs even for Midrand Gauteng. He runs for Gauteng. He has won 75,000 in January. In January, where people are saying it's a red January. To him, it's a green January. And what does that make? Makes the father have a green-ass January. Because I'm the one, I will run that man, whichever. I'm running that man. Are you with me? Church, authority is power. Someone shout, "Authority is power." Don't allow any man deceive you and say, this authority is that thing. Authority is power. Authority is power. Authority is power. He says, "Much increase comes by the strength of the ox." And what's the ox? The ox, you know, remember I told you here last time. Your ox is this one. Much increase comes by that. You want increase, it comes by the strength of the ox. And I want to say this. Can this be moved? I want us to get into prayer. Just to get into prayer in the spirit. Because this subject, we can't just say, teach on it and let it go. Are you with me? If maybe in your life, maybe you have no, that honor maybe towards your parents, you can just right now speak to the Lord. But first towards your spiritual parents. That's what the Bible says. Come on, church. You just say, "Lord, help me in that area. Help me in that area. I want to honor authority in my life. I want to honor authority." Maybe you're that woman who has no regard of the husband. That your husband is your authority. That's what the Bible says. It's not William. It's not like this is a Ndebele guy. It's a Zulu guy. It's a word of the Lord. Are you with me? So right now, I want us to have a regard of authority. I want us to start perceiving authority. That you start perceiving authority in your life. Right now. Right now is authority. Maybe that child who has no regard of the father. Or you have no regard of men of God. You can meet a man of God and just think they are nothing. Hey, my friend, how are you? You've not a kind of authority. He says, esteem them high in love. And right now, if you just want to turn away from that and say, Lord, I'm moving away from it. I need to help. Right now, I want us to lift our hands. We don't want to see you who you are. Because we are not here to call out sins. We are here to call out greatness that is in you. You know yourself and you know your error. Maybe your father doesn't have money now and you regard him as nothing. He's still your father. You came out of his loins. And God knows that's your father. Are you with me? Maybe your pastor doesn't have the car you have. He's still your pastor. That's why he says you honor him because it's right. It's the right thing. Not because of anything. Just because it's the right thing. Honor is because it's the right thing. And right now, speak to the Lord. Open your mouth and speak to the Lord. The men of God that you criticized and whatever, that may be you even formed a committing word against the men of God. Just ask the Lord and say, Lord, help me. I receive your forgiveness in this area. Kirabandusa. Ladies, you do. Radebose teleba. Retike poreta. Zente kidomanda. Zelemibra tosila brodose. Silemande celebrodose. Iremete kidetis. Laddie, if you want to kneel down, speak to the Lord. Take this time to speak to the Lord. Let this conference be meaningful to you. Let it change the way you think, the way you do things. Kereba, authority. Shikeba, be awakened to God's authority. Be awakened to God's authority. Leti kepata, siremembre toleba. Because you have big visions and your parents no longer have those visions, can I tell you something? Don't look down on them. Don't look down on them. Don't look down on them. There are God's authority over you. Because you have great plans and your husband looks like he's behind in planning, don't look down on your husband. He's God's authority over you. Sinemamre, arise to authority. I will be awakened to authority. Lite sitele brodose. Sinemombre te sute. Sunemembre duse. Sunemambre te. Sinte kebodose. Lite su. Hete kebondese. Lito si komande sute. Like mombre de sute leba. Be awakened to authority. Be awakened to authority. Shine memes oteleba. Be awakened to authority. Shike mondese teleba. Enlighten the eyes, Lord, that we may perceive. That we may perceive. Shike mombre. That we may perceive. Sinemombese tete. That we may perceive. The gifts that you send to us. We don't want to keep missing it, Lord. We just want to grab it and run with it. Kinemombrose. Lindo zi telebrodose. Ningose telebrodose. Authority. Authority. Authority of God. Sinemambe pepe sote. Likemo se tredesho. Shinemambro soto lodia. Listen. Listen, I can read it from my phone. I told Pastor Mto in the afternoon of this lady who wrote here. It's just something that you could tell there's like a lake of thought, like trying to steer up a pot. That's what Pastor Mto said. This one's trying to steer up the pot. Wrote something. And just before I leave, the husband calls me. Because he's a great man. He's a businessman. He's so smart in his things. He calls me, "Prophet, are you available?" I was like, "No, I'm right now. I'm rushing to the services." I said, "But we can talk if it's a quick thing." So I'm thinking you want to refer to the poster. Then he says, "I want you to pray here. My wife, he argues with me so much." Then I was like, we're talking about your lack of authority, your lack of honor to authority. Now the husband reveals it before. We're just talking, not that we're gossiping about. I was like, "Pastor, to this person just wrote something that you can tell something is wrong. Can tell something is wrong. Of which this person we've been working with together for years. Said, so we can tell something is wrong." And then the next thing Pastor is like, it's like a staring apple. The fight that is not necessary, controversy that is not necessary. And then the husband calls me and say, "My wife is arguing with me." Then I realize she has lost authority. She has lost honor of authority. The Bible says a woman should have a symbol of authority over her husband. Now she's just not honoring any man of God. She's seeing anyone as a man. As a man. She's no longer seeing a holy man of God. Say, "Lord Jesus, help me to perceive, to see beyond what eyes can see. My eyes are limited. Right now, I ask you that my eyes will not just look. May they see what you see in your man of God that you have set over me. You set him over me. You set here over me for me to receive. I receive you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I receive your man of God that you have sent to me. In Jesus' name," someone give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise in the house. Give the Lord praise in the house. Give him praise. Glory. Listen, I want you to honor your man of God. I know you people love your man of God. He speaks well of you. Come on. Someone give Jesus praise. I kept my hands for you. You love your man of God. You love your man of God. Thank you for doing that. Are you with me? You love your man of God. Thank you for doing that. You're not following others. Come on. You are powerful people. He speaks so well of you. Amen. And I want you to honor him. The Bible says, "How beautiful are the feet of him that preached the gospel." Are his feet beautiful? Are his feet beautiful? Come on. Are his feet beautiful? How beautiful are the feet of him that preached the gospel? Hallelujah. Every time when you look at his feet, say, "These feet are beautiful." When I saw Prophet Cobas, I looked at his feet, I was like, "Yeah, beautiful." I went there, I touched his feet. And God said, God rebuked me later. He says, "You just touched his feet. You didn't tread. Ashes in for beauty." You didn't hear me. I went there, I just touched Prophet Cobas' feet. and I received. But God said, you're supposed to trade ashes in for beauty. What are ashes? Ashes is a sign that you're sacrificing. It's a sign of sacrifice that there was a paint offering. A sacrifice. That you take your sacrifice, you trade it in for the beauty that is in the feet of the man of God. That's why they brought their offering to who? To the apostles' feet. I wish you can get it. They brought their offering to where? Apostles' feet. Why? They were trading ashes. Their ashes for beauty. How beautiful. Come on, church. How beautiful. There are some people right now, God is speaking to you to go and trade your ashes. Just run and trade your ashes in for beauty. Right now, if God is speaking to your heart, actually, this message spoke to you. You want to trade your ashes in for beauty. You just got to, you know what? Don't be limited. Don't put a limit in yourself. Oh, yesterday I did this. No, you're putting a limit in yourself. You want to bless your man of God direct. Bless your man of God. It's very important to always, you know, like in our church, let me tell you something. I don't cry about money. I have money. I'm so blessed. Dr. Makela comes to our church. Now he's a doctor here in Cape Town. She knows that this prophet is so blessed. She can tell you, I'm blessed. So in our church, we take out church bank details, and there is prophet bank details. My church doesn't want me to go stranded financial. Because you know what? I hear a man of God, I'm in town. Then we go and sit in the restaurant. Do you know the restaurant, the man of God just order something powerful? And then I have to pay. And my church pays through them, just giving me money. I pay. Do you understand? I'm just blessed. I'm so blessed. Trust me, I'm blessed. And you know what? Even them, they brought a car. They gave to me. And it was today, last year. Yeah. Today, last year, I saw the picture. Today, last year, I saw the memories because I post good things. Glory to God. And you know what? The blessing lies there. And I said it, that right now, run and tread in for your ashes, in for beauty. No one even moved. What's happening? Come on, an opportunity like this. It's a spiritual thing. You can write it down and say, man of God, I just want to bless you with this. Amen. This is a spiritual thing. Imagine if you're in the book of Acts, pouring of the Holy Ghost, and people are doing this at the apostles' feet. Some of you are going to say, we're going to put it on Facebook. Put it on Facebook. Kid, lives get changed at the feet. The woman said, let's build him a house. Let's build him a house. Let's make him drive a car. Come on, church. Come on, church. Let's finish his house. Normally, it's women who do that. Come on. Have you seen that? It's women who do that. There can be a few men in that, but women are always so zealous about giving. That's powerful. The Bible says, a Shunammite woman, a whatever woman, a widow woman. Come on, church. But I refuse that it can be woman only. Men should arise and take their symbol of authority. We can't be walking in pride. We can't be walking in pride. A gentleman, this man used to fight with Mark Tyson. and he divorced, he lost everything. Lost everything and came to my church. And he heard me preaching. He took his trousers, a giant guy, Andrew, took his trousers. He went to the bathroom. I told you the story last time. He went to the bathroom, removed the trousers. I said, Lord. When he came, giant guy, walking without a trouser. Oh, sorry. Wearing a, what do you call it? The BVD. The box, wearing a box. I'm like, Lord, I'll come out of news here. I'll be on news the whole week. The Lord said, do you care about news or you care about what I'm doing? The man came carrying a trouser like this. And he hit the ground. I will never be poor. That man, even the Range Rover I drive right now, it's him. Paid 1.6 million. Paid. God lifted his life like this from just being a security guard, guiding. Then the guy saw him and said, can you be my personal guide? A rich guy. And he saved that guy. And when he saved that guy, this is what happened. That guy says, I'll give you part of my wealth. He became a millionaire overnight. There are things right now you need to do for the move in your life. Right now. I'm going to do it later. You need to move right now. You need to move. Right now. There are things you need. Oh, man of God, I once did it. Now I see. This is a world of men of God. Now. Someone say now. Say now. Write it down and just go to the feet of men of God and say, I'm trading. You just say, Lord, I'm here to trade. I'm trading ashes in for beauty. Father, we give you glory. We give you glory. Can we sing something? Can we sing something? Ida bando sila mande kushina. Ine mande rebo sinama. Sune mombre rebo. Oh, I could feel that my shoes are out. My shoelace is out. So you know, opportunity to touch my feet. Kanema sunama. La de cute sulema. So God, you open that opportunity. Pray. But it did not tread. But you took something. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. Shinama and kenema. What do you want to say? Anything. Libra dosi. Opportunity. Don't let it pass you. Don't let it pass you. Trade at her feet. Ashes in for beauty. Don't miss this opportunity. Nothing is impossible.
impossible. Don't miss this opportunity. God is giving you a great opportunity for transformation. Opportunity. But you don't keep looking at others. Take it as your turn. Of him that preached the gospel, the clear tidings, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Yes, all things. Prophets that work out their parables And the parable has been worked out here. And right now I pray, Father, that you reveal yourself to your people, that they will know that there is God in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, tomorrow we're going to have a prophetic time. Are you with me? And we're going to have an impartation time. I'm going to lay hands on everyone to impart the spirit of prosperity. God bless you. Love you, everyone. Thank you, men of God.